absolutely are people in this world who are going to try to tell you who you are. They're not going to tell you who they wish you would be. They're not even going to tell you who you were. Guarantee you, more than 50% of that time, those people have someone in their past, recent, far, whatever. They have someone in their past, possibly more than one, most likely more than one, who have heard the same thing as you. So what they're doing is they're projecting their idea of perfection on you, and then when you turn out to not be what they expected, well, then you're done. You're not good enough. And that's okay. That's okay. My advice to you, if that's happened or happening, or you feel it could happen soon, and whatever, if you're involved and you are not the you know, the fucking, if you're not the governor of the state of perfection, then you are obviously on the peasant side, and you need to recognize that, you know, your ego is also competing, and it's your pride and your ego that has dents in it. And these people are taught, they self-taught, books, classes, whatever, they're taught that that's what they're feeding on. Some people do not get in relationships to better themselves with someone else. My idea of a partnership is we're both getting better, you know. Most people, when they enter relationships, they're in a vulnerable place when they do it. They don't do it a majority of the time based on what others say. You know, time frames are subjective. They're not objective. You tell someone who's going through a breakup after, say, 6 years with someone, that it takes a month for each year you were together, and then you should be over it. Well, in 6.5 months, if you come back and that person's a fucking wreck, you've turned empathy off, like, right out of the gate. You've let them know. 6 months, dude. You got a fucking deadline. Get your shit together. Get your head right. And fuck that person, you know? Fuck that other person. But then you're going to come back and you created this idea for them of what their existence should be. But a dose of truth is you may have just taken 3 months to get over a 3-year relationship, homie. But your next one may fuck you up real good and you never get over it. You don't know. You don't know. And there's love that grows from hate. There is love that grows from negativity. It blooms. I'm sort of one of those people. If you shit on me, I'm going to scream. I'm going to cuss. I'm going to love you that much more. Because I don't know what to do. I have points in situations where I've created this whole idea myself of what I want, who I want to be, what I aspire to have with someone. But I'm learning as I get older that, man, I just want basic ass things now. Dude, if you can't communicate with me, fuck on off. If you can't physically be with me on, it doesn't even have to be, you know, circumstances dictate, but it doesn't have to be regularity. It doesn't have to be every couple of weeks, once a month, whatever. I want, when you're with me, you're with me, man. And if you don't want to be with me, then why are we here? I'm just sitting around watching these people's lives fall apart because they allow it in their space. Yeah, hey, let's go back. I'm an asshole. Man, I'm an asshole. I will say the shittiest things I can if you get me there. If I take myself there. If I get there. My goal is your throat. Nothing else, man. Some pit bull shit. It's some vicious ass thing. I'm working on that. I don't know what I've said here, but I encourage you to work on yourself too. I want us all to heal, be good. I don't want some utopian society created by what a book or a painting tells us it should be. I want the world where people like me don't have to think so much. I talk to people every day. It's my work. Brokenhearted. Broken financially. Destitute. Homeless. Alone. Just utterly, miserably, sadly, devastatingly alone. And they didn't want that. It happens. It's life. I'm not one to give advice on how to go through life. I just express opinions. I just talk vaguely about subjects I probably shouldn't or I know nothing about. But I want you to know that there's a whole world of people not like that person. There's a whole world of people that really do care. Reach out to me if you need a friend. Don't ever sacrifice yourself for the sake of what could have been with someone. If they don't want you, man, I hate it. I'm sorry they don't. But you've got to know. We all need to know. This is human. This is human. And it all passes. I promise you. I don't have a time frame for you. So let's knock on some wood. Hope it's sooner than later. God bless you all. God bless myself. Please. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. Hang on, man. Don't jump. Don't shoot. Don't pop. Don't do anything that's going to take you away from the things you can fix. Thank you, as always, for being here. Thank you for being you. Until next time, happy Thanksgiving. God bless.